Many of us mistake pressure, meaning that something is wrong. We mistake pressure, meaning that, I messed up again, right? But that's not always the indication of a mess up. Pressure, biblically, is often where an environment, a transformation, of your environment is happening. Jesus himself learned obedience through suffering, right? In Hebrews 5 and 8, it says, although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. So if Jesus had to suffer, then the blueprint is, okay, suffering is going to come through process. And through that processing, there will be obedience. My obedience comes through that suffering. Christ matured through pressure. And so pressure is a part of the growth. In these 60 for 60, these days, these 60 days, habits were formed. Spiritual sensitivity has been increased. Revelation has been received. Disciplines have been strengthened, and new desires have been birthed. If you were on the line this morning, Apostle Ava talked about the several birthings that have taken place since we started this initiative. But prayer is not only meant to change the atmosphere, it's meant to change us too. And so as we have been in this processing, as we have been in this forming, God has been forming us in these 60 days. He's been shaping us in these 60 days. What comes to the surface through this forming and shaping is fear, pride, insecurities, unbelief, spiritual immaturity. If you reflect on your time during this 60 for 60 from the point that you've started, whether you started from the beginning, whether you jumped in, you know, a couple of days after, wherever you started this initiative, think about what has come to the surface since you have committed yourself to prayer. Those are the things that happen. These are the things that happen when we submit ourselves to a thing. When we submit ourselves to Christ, when we submit ourselves to praying, when we give ourselves to him as a living sacrifice, he now begins to bring things to the surface, to strengthen us, to form us. Hallelujah. In Malachi 3:2-3, the scripture says, "For he is like a refiner's fire. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver." He literally keeps you in the fire. Now, there is a significance with this passage, with the silversmith, because if the silversmith keeps the silver on the fire for too long, then it will ruin it. So the silversmith has to be intentional about making sure that he doesn't keep it there too long. But fire is necessary to remove the impurities of that silver. So an indication that it is ready is when the silversmith sees himself in the reflection of the silver. He can see himself, right? So this is why it's imperative for us not to come out of a thing so quickly, because we are under pressure. To go back to being snappy, or to go back to our comfortability, because we're under pressure. When Moses brought them out of Egypt, right? They were released from bondage, But yet, because their comforts were no longer being satisfied, right? They wanted to go back. Literally said out of their mouths, let's go back to Egypt. You see, when you have accomplished and finished one level, understand that the next level that's coming is where you are to apply what you have learned in this first space. Everything that you have gained from this time, this formation that he's doing wherever, whatever he's been forming you in, now the next level is application. It's application. This is where we take what we have learned and apply it. Hallelujah. When Jesus was baptized and publicly affirmed by his Father, the next thing that happened was he was sent to the wilderness for testing. Hallelujah. Come on. Because identity must be tested before authority is exercised. You've got to be tested. You've got to be tested. Okay, you've learned it. You've gotten the strategy. Now it's time to see if you understood the assignment. Did you understand the teaching? When you're in a classroom, hallelujah. Oh, God, I love you. When you're in a classroom setting and you are being taught material, there's always a quiz and there's always a test. Always. From the history of teachers, you are teaching your students a thing, and now you have to test to see if they understood. I know they don't have a thing called the FCAT anymore. They have other assessments. But when I was in school, it was called the FCAT. And, baby, that thing had us in a chokehold. That thing had us in a chokehold. I mean, I remember the valedictorian one year. I think it was 2006. The valedictorian could not pass it on the first try. I mean, it took her up until her senior year because she wasn't a good test taker, right? But when God brought that back to me, it wasn't the fact that she wasn't a good test taker. It was the fact that there were some things that hadn't been formed yet that had to be tested and tried to see, okay, how can you maneuver this? Yes, you learned it one way, right? But how can you maneuver in this when this pressure comes? What is your posture when this pressure comes? So ultimately, of course, she passed it and she became valedictorian. But what the wisdom and revelation that I got in that is oftentimes we think that when we, okay, I got this. This is good. Everything is, oh, yes, I got the job. Yes, it is great. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then when the testing comes, we start to realize or we start to think sometimes, oh, wait, maybe I wasn't supposed to get this job or maybe I'm not qualified. No, you are. But now you have entered another level. Now it's time to, okay, let's see now what you're made of. Let's see if what you have been taught has come and has formed in you internally, not just externally, has it been formed internally, okay? So whenever God moves us forward, at times, there's that temptation to retreat because of the fire, because of the pressure. They wanted to go back, y'all. They wanted to go back. But maturity requires that we resist the urge to return to old fears, old mindsets, old habits, old levels of complacency. We are to press forward as believers, not retreat. Hallelujah. Pressure means that your capacity is expanding. Hallelujah. Come on. It means your faith is being exercised. Your faith, as you grow, right? And as your faith is strengthened each and every time you succeed pressure. Every time you persevere, your faith measure has increased every single time. Your endurance is increasing. Your character is being refined. Your assignment is becoming clearer. I think some have shared testimonies that they hear clear, have been hearing clearer since this initiative. So in James 1 and 2 through 4, it says, count it all joy when you fall into diverse trials, knowing this, that the trying of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be mature and complete, lacking nothing. The trial is producing something, and the pressure is forming something. And the goal is spiritual maturity. The goal is so Christ be formed in us. So, Father, we come before you with gratitude, Jesus. Hallelujah. For these 60 days of intercession, for these 60 days of formation, for these 60 days where you have been sowing and pruning and refining us, we thank you for every moment of seeking your face, of every moment that we have surrendered, every moment where you have shaped and stretched us and strengthened us, God. We give you glory. Hallelujah. As your word says, that he who began a good work in us will be faithful to perform it, Father. And today we declare that the work you began in us will not be abandoned. Lord, we ask that you give us the grace to remain until Christ is fully formed in us, until you see your reflection, Jesus. Hallelujah. Where pressure arises, O God, give us discernment, Father. Let us not misinterpret pressure as failure, O Lord. Let us recognize it as formation, Jesus. We submit ourselves to the process of being formed, O Jesus. Father, refine us as gold, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you sit as a refiner. You sit as a purifier of silver. Jesus, hallelujah. So we ask you to purify our motives again. Purify our thoughts again. Purify our intentions again. Set fire to every space in our being, O God. Everything dormant, O God. So we give you access to our hearts, Father. Every corridor of the chambers of our hearts, Jesus, we give it unto you, O Lord. So search us, Father. If anything is hidden, O Lord, bring it, O God, to the forefront. Bring it to the surface, Jesus. Bring it to the surface, O God. Hallelujah. Let the fire, O God, remove fear. Let the fire, let it remove pride, Jesus. Let it remove any insecurities, Jesus. Let the fire remove any area where there is still unbelief. So every area, oh God, where we have thoughts, oh God, of not being enough, Jesus, okay, where there's still areas where we do not believe that you will do it for us. We believed it for everyone else. We've heard the testimonies of everyone else. But the areas where we still don't believe it for us fully, God, set fire to those areas in our being, O God. Let the results be, hey, kandore besandai, that your reflection, O God, is shown in us, O Father.
Hey, yadada mansi. Lord, strengthen us so that when resistance comes, God, we will not retreat to old ways of doing things, oh God. Leben sokore bandi. We declare that every challenge ahead will not consume us, but strengthen us, oh God. We welcome pressure. Leben so we boast in it, Jesus. Leben so because the pressure is forming us to be all that you have called us to be. It is an indication that we have been promoted, Jesus. That we have been promoted, God. That we have been promoted, oh Jesus, to another level of your glory, God. Another space, Jesus. Where you, oh God, are maturing us in our faith, maturing our belief, Jesus, Ish and I, living so where we get to walk out the scriptures, Father, that we get to lead by faith and not by sight, that we get to call those things that are not as though they were and stand firmly because you are the one that created us. You are, you, oh Father, are Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are Abba. You are Yeshua. You are Jehovah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your word says in Joshua, Jesus 1, be strong and courageous. Lay for the Lord your God is with you. Wherever you go, you are everywhere, Jesus. You are in the valley just as much as you are in the mountaintops, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yabeso, levesu kuria mandai. We declare that fear will not send us backward. We will not return to old mindsets. We will not return to complacency or hesitation, Jesus. Instead, we move forward in our faith. Lord, every lesson learned during these 60 days, may it become a foundation for the next season, Lord. Let prayer remain our lifestyle, Jesus. Let obedience remain our posture. Let faith remain our language, oh God. And let us not enter this new space, oh God, this next space of application. Hey, contending against you, but God submitting and surrendering. We press forward toward the mark for the prize of the high God. For the prize of heaven, Jesus, we thrust forward, oh God. Hey, We will press. In spite of what we see, oh God, we will press, oh God. Leven surebendi ki karabandaya. And we will remain, oh Father, until Christ be formed in us, Jesus. Until Christ be formed, we will stick and stay, oh God, keeping our faces, oh God, low to the floor, oh God, living so corebe, keeping our heart posture pure, Jesus, love us so in spite of what we see, no matter the tension, God, we stay, oh God, rooted in you, for you are our foundation, oh God, lavo rebesi andai, hallelujah, we will take what we have learned. We will take what we have learned in these 60 days and we will apply it. We will apply it in every area of influence that you have called us to. We will apply it to our family structures. We will apply it in business. We will apply it at our workplace. We will apply it when we are in the grocery store. God, we will apply it when we are sitting in traffic by ourselves and no one is watching. Make our private life reflect our public affirmations, our public confessions.
Hallelujah. May the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord Jesus. We bless your name, Father. We give you glory on today. Levan sokora babari minsi iroboria. Levan suria bandai. We give you glory, God. We magnify you, for you alone are worthy. God, we thank you for this time, Jesus. We thank you, God. It has been so for who you are. We thank you, oh God, for loving us. We thank you, God, for showing us you are not obligated to show up. You're not obligated to speak. You are not obligated to show us things that you have shown us time and time again. And so we thank you for your mercy and your grace. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, God. We bless your name, Father. We bless your name, O Holy One. We bless your name, O God. There is no one like you, O God. Form us, Jesus. May we think like you. May we love like you. Hallelujah. May we love what you love and hate what you hate. God, may we resemble and look like you in every facet of our lives. And may our speech reflect your heart. Hallelujah. Ah, Yaban Surim and I. And may our hearts reflect your character. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, Father. We thank you, God. And it's in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Oreman sokobrandai. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give God glory and we give God thanks. Amen. For the word of God that has come forth out of the mouth of Elder Cameron Watson. Can we just unmute your lines for the ones that can and just give God praise. Amen. For pressure. Come on, give him praise for resistance on today. You got to be mature in order to give God praise. You got to be mature in order to thank God for pressure.
Thank you.
Come on, just thank him. Hallelujah. This is the place that, amen, the true believers are birthed and born. This is the true place. Hallelujah. Come on, the place of pressure. Some of you are in pressure right now. But give him praise. Give him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the forming. Thank you for the forming. Thank you for the Thank you for the formation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for the formation. Thank you for the formation.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you for the formation. Thank you for the formation, Father. Thank you for the pressure. Thank you for the pressure.
Thank you for
hallelujah. We give him glory. Hallelujah. We give him glory. We give you glory, God. We give you glory. We give you glory on today. Thank you for the pressure. Thank you for the forming. We give him praise on today. We thank God for this hour. Amen. This noonday hour. We thank God for 60 for 60 on today in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Amen. We're going to give you an opportunity if for those that would like to come forth on today. We understand as you grow in God, you start to really come into a full understanding of what resistance is for and how God uses resistance as a tool. Amen. And so we thank God for it. You have to grow and be mature in order to understand how God uses resistance. Amen. Resistance doesn't just block you, it reveals you. right? When everything is easy, then you can confuse momentum because you're moving with maturity. Just because you're moving don't mean you're mature, right? But when you meet pressure, then you learn what you actually believe. You learn what you actually value, what you actually practice. So we thank God for resistance because it pulls all of the hidden things to the surface. Amen. It begins to expose where our routines are weak, where our thinking may be sloppy, where our boundaries can be negotiable, right? And it brings us into a place of growth. So we thank God for formation. If you bless God, today is day 60. It is day, today marks day 60. Now listen, I know that Elder Cameron said today is the last noonday prayer. It's not. Tomorrow is. Tomorrow is. We're actually going 61 days, but today is officially day 60. Amen. And no matter where you jumped in, whether you were here from day one or you came in on day 15, if you just came in yesterday, this is your time to testify. We want to open the line. We do recognize that some of you are at lunch or you may be at work and you can't come forth. But if you're here, if the word blessed you, we want you to come forth if you can and testify. If you have a notable testimony, if you were blessed by the word, if you've been with us for how many ever days you were with us and you want to just come forth, we open the line to you on this afternoon.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm just going to say that 60 for 60 has blessed me since January 5th every single day. It is the 60 for 60 was applied pressure for me regardless, but I made it through, so to say. I was blessed by every word that has been given, and it has enriched my life. And I'm just so proud to have been a part of the 60 for 60.
Amen. And we're glad that you have been a part of it too. Thank God for your formation. Amen. Thank God for forming us, each and every one of us. Thank you so much, Tawana, for sharing on today. Will there be another? The line is open.
Give an honor to the Spirit of Christ, which is the head of my life. And to everyone that's on the line, to the apostles, I just want to thank you all. I'm thankful for the invitation to get on this line from Sister Tara. But I'm telling you, I have truly been blessed. Every day that I have gotten on this line, I have felt the presence of the Lord. And he has been speaking to me. And he's doing a wonderful work in my life. It helped me in so many areas. I was at a place where I was like stagnated, but this has opened up and got me moving. I feel that I've been being formed, and I'm going to continue, and I'm praying more of what I needed to be doing. But I got so many, I asked everyone on the line to pray for me because I got so many things going on in my life, and this right here today was a confirmation that it's gonna happen because it's a place that I got to get to, and I thank God for what. I just want to tell you this has been a blessing, and I'm going to continue to reach out, and you all just pray for me. My name is Tamara, and I'm just requesting you all to pray, and I thank God for allowing me to be able to be on the line with such a powerful people of God.
We are glad that you are here with us, Tamara. Thank you for joining. We thank God that the vessel that God used was Tara to get you into this space. And let me tell you something. You allow the word that you have heard to continue to form you. You cannot be truly made by God unless you are placed in a pressure put in situations of pressure, because as I said earlier, pressure is what really reveals what's there. It reveals where you're weak, and wherever you're weak, God uses resistance to build your strength. So you continue to persevere. You continue to keep your head down in that word. You continue to utilize the tool of prayer, amen, to not only gain a more intimate and closer relationship with God, but it is in the place of prayer where we get the strategy and the answers we need in order to carry out day to day. So we bless God for your life. We thank God that you are here, and we know that we will see and hear from you again. God bless you. Yes. Anyone else, come forth at this time. You're welcome.
Blessings, 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 blessings. Grace and peace, all my Sit Miami family and friends of those on the line that I do not know. I would want to say that 60 for 60 has really, really been a blessing to me. I thank God for my apostle and her obedience to God to launch this 60 for 60 initiative. It has really shed some insight on my life and areas of my life. And I'm just grateful. I'm just humble and grateful of what God is doing. And I say to us all, let's not let the 60 for 60 initiative fall to the wayside, but keep everything that was taught and prayed on this line, keep it in our hearts and abide by it. And that is what God is teaching me, and I'm not afraid to say it. Sometimes we get caught up in life and we hear the word, but we're not doers of the word. So I'm asking God that I be a more doer than a hearer and a listener. And I just thank God for all of you who had the time to join us on this 60 for 60 initiative. God bless, and I love you all.
Amen. We love you too, and thank God for you being with us here throughout this journey of 60 for 60. You notice that she was saying this prayer initiative, when something is initiated in your life, it gives you the ability to assess, but it also gives you the power and the opportunity to act. So we want you, even though for some of us, you know, we may already have been in a routine of praying at five. We may have already been in a routine of our own prayer life, but maybe we just needed a refreshing. And then for some of us, you know, we may not have had a routine of prayer. We may have prayed once in a while, you know, but we weren't really in that rhythm. And so for many of us, God met us where we were, and he began to form us where we were, but we are no longer where we were. We're moving towards something. And so allow this initiative to continue in your forming and your maturing, amen, and your momentum. Don't stop after tomorrow. We end tomorrow, but don't stop. Keep this rhythm. Just because 5 a.m. may not be on the line on Monday or Saturday or Sunday does not mean that you can't still get up and meet God at 5 or 12 or whenever he calls you, you should answer. Amen. So we pray that you continue this rhythm with God. As Elder in Training Tara said, don't let this stop you just because we may be ending this particular segment of what God has instructed us to do for these 60 days. Will there be another that would like to come forth at this time? Please feel free to do so now before we close. All right. Well, we thank God that you all are here with us. We gave an opportunity this morning, and we want to give those that weren't with us this morning that same opportunity that we gave those the same opportunity we gave those in the morning. We want to give those at noon, even though some of you were not on at 5. We want you to understand that the same opportunity we gave at 5,
we want to give here of agreement and partnership. So we have not really been emphasizing seed sowing throughout this journey. You know, there were times where if the Lord prompted it, then we would say, hey, the Lord is saying this, why don't you give? But today we are intentionally making the ask. If you are willing, we're asking you to sow a seed of $60 to mark the 60th day and to strengthen what God has built through these 60 days. Now listen, I often say this, and I'm going to say this here. God doesn't need your money. We're not asking you to give to God. What we're asking you to do is we're asking you to give to the initiative that God has established in the earth called Sent Miami. Your money helps to advance what we're doing. We are a training hub. We offer training classes. Many of the classes that we offer, we don't even charge for. Some of them we do, some of them we don't, right? But we want to establish a training center down here in the South Miami area that will be a resource for all of the churches, not just in our area, but all over our state. And we can't do that without your help. So if you're willing to sow today, if you don't have $60, give what you can give, right? But we're asking if you can to mark this 60th day to give a seed. Now, some of you say, you know what, I really want to give, but my payday is not till tomorrow. We'll be here tomorrow. So we officially close tomorrow. So you still have the opportunity, if you can't give today, to give on tomorrow. And this is how you can do it. You can go to our website, which is www.sentmiami.com. Now, that's the place that you also can access all of the prayers that have gone forth from January 5th up until today. There's a couple missing, but the majority of them are there. You don't have to pay for those. They're there absolutely free, but that is the place where you can sow. You'll see the give button, go there, and you can give. If you don't have access to be able to get on our website and you have Zelle, you can Zelle us right now at sentmiami.hub@gmail.com. That's sent, and that's S as in Sam, E N as in Nancy, T, miami.hub@gmail.com. That's for those that are Zellers. If you're a Cash Apper, you can just put $SentMiami. Very simple. So if you'd like to give, you can do that there. If you would like to access the archive prayer the different days. We've been praying Monday through Sunday. You can go to our website and you can access it there. Also, we want you to remind you that there is no Disciple Night tonight. We typically meet every other Thursday for Disciple Nights. Disciple Nights is our Bible study. We have a South End and we have a North End. We will not have any Disciple Nights on tonight. Why? Because we're preparing for our celebration of Uncle Prophet. My girls and the sons and the daughters of the house call him Uncle Prophet. Amen. It's Prophet DeMarcus Williams. His birthday was on Monday, March the 2nd, and we are celebrating his life. He turned 40 years old, but he's also transitioning to Texas. And so we're celebrating not only 40 years entering a new decade, but also we're sending him off. Amen. In good kingdom fashion, and it's all happening on tomorrow in the beautiful city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So if you would like to join us, I'm sure that our 60 for 60 family, he would love to see. The address is 1122 Northwest 9th Avenue, Fort Lauderdale, 33311. The name of the church is Restoring Grace Community Church, Restoring Grace Community Church, 1122 Northwest 9th Avenue in Fort Lauderdale, 33311. And those are all of the announcements that I have today. Again, go to our website, access us 60 for 60 there at www.sentmiami.com. Thank you so much. We'll hear you back tomorrow. Don't forget 5 a.m. and noon, and don't forget to get your last 20 minutes in. Don't forget, get your 20 minutes in at a minimum with God on tonight. More grace. We love you.